Gay.
It's true. You are pretty gay. I mean, you have been living together for quite a while now.
You're gayer than we are. Who are you kidding?
I am pretty gay. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
My fuse is empty.
I'm uncomfortable with you being gay.
You're uncomfortable with me being gay? Yeah.
Why is that?
Because you're straight.
Great. Now we've just turned it into a big fatty show. Thanks.
Oh, Lord.
You mentioned another podcast.
Sorry. Well, we already mentioned this.
Yeah, there were ground rules. There were ground rules when we started this thing, and they've all been shot to hell, people.
I know.
It's all just whatever Michael feels like on a whim. It doesn't matter, even though there's ground rules. It doesn't matter.
How is this different from everyday life?
Exactly. And I'm getting a little damn tired of it.
Oh, dear.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh, Lord.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 587 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 4th of May, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has gotten some information in the mail from the Disney World, and I'm going to tell you about it. Oh, great mail. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it was a busy day. A busy day in the coal mine on Monday, but y'all, whenever it's... Cooling the brain. Whenever it's busy, y'all, the day just whisk by. Y'all, there was an article in the newspaper. I'm going to be doing a lot of reading to you today, I guess. And I've got to remember to finish telling you about the weekend also. But y'all, there was an article in the newspaper that said, Charleston, are you a Mac or a PC? And then it says, survey says... And y'all, it says the hipper, cool culture of Apple is more pervasive in some metropolitan areas than others, according to a recent Experian Simmons market survey. The research firm recently ranked 206 regions based on how heavily they rely on Apple products like the iPhone, iPod, or Mac computers. Nationwide, about 21.6% of adults own or use an Apple product. Y'all, I was very impressed by that figure. Not surprising, major urban hubs like San Francisco, Boston, New York, Washington, and Chicago top the list. And you might have guessed that cities ranking the lowest were in states such as West Virginia, Mississippi, Maine, and Oklahoma. For its relatively small size, Charleston, home to the state's first Apple retail store, ranks impressively high on the list, coming in at number 43. Only a few similar-sized markets, such as Colorado Springs, Charlottesville, Lafayette, Indiana, and Norfolk, Virginia, beat out the Holy City. Charleston's taste for Apple proved to be stronger than Charlotte, Orlando, and Portland, Maine. Well, y'all, who knew? Who knew? So, y'all, it's an Apple snack. It's an Apple snacking city. Yes, Big Freddy, it's lovely. And y'all, speaking of Apple snacking cities, well, it was revealed to me on Monday, y'all, and maybe I should not be sharing this, but y'all, it was revealed to me on Monday that Larry Klein over the weekend went out and got him a brand new MacBook Pro. Oh, that is the turkey tetrazzini and some pretzel sticks. His MacBook was on its last leg, y'all, And he just decided, yes, McFreddy, it is time to go and upgrade. So, y'all, he went out and he did that. So, good for him. So, if you see him on the Twitter, congratulate him on his new birth in the food cave. I guess that's where he... Y'all, now, y'all, you know that there are Y'all, of course, that sound means that we are in Death Watch 2010, because on Friday is the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
It's her Diamond Jubilee celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, just so you don't get yourselves in trouble, don't forget that this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. So y'all, if you are so inclined, get your mother a card and get it in the mail. Because you remember, there's no delivery. There's no Sunday delivery with the United States Postal Service. No, Big Buddy, there is not. And y'all, then the other big thing that is happening this week, by the way, before I get to that, y'all, if you listen to the Sea Hag's latest show, she talked about how the house next door is haunted. And y'all, all these horrible things have been happening over there, and they are truly horrible things. But y'all, what she doesn't realize is they all started happening after she moved in next door. And y'all, I am convinced that it's that dear urine. The water pellets of deer urine in the air that makes all these horrible, horrible things happen over there in Woodland Hills. Yes, Big Friday, I'm sure that's it. Now, y'all make sure you set your TiVo. Set your TiVo for Saturday night, y'all. Saturday night, because Saturday night, on the Saturday Night Live, which, you know, isn't it odd that the show is named for when it comes on? Yes, Big Friday, that is lovely the way they came up with that. But y'all, Saturday Night Live this week, Miss Betty White, who is the former Mrs. Alan Ludden, she is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. And y'all, I saw something on the Twitter today that said, breaking news, Betty White announces that... her appearance on Saturday Night Live will not contain nudity. And so y'all set your TiVos for that. Unless, of course, you live at Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365, in which case you don't have a TiVo. Oh, Myron, that would be a lovely gift. Perhaps Elizabeth would like to get that for me instead of shitting on the rug. Oh, Lord. Yes, y'all, that music means Big Fatty is getting ready for the big G'day's trip, and I'll be hopping in the Ford Explosion and heading on down to Orlando, and I'll be there the 3rd through the 8th of June. Y'all, in the mail today, I've got to turn on the light, Big Fatty, we can't see. Y'all, in the mail today, there was all kinds of hoot nanny stuff. Y'all, we received, and by we, I mean me and Miss Wes. By the way, y'all, did you hear Miss Wes's latest show? I thought she'd stop podcasting there for a while, but y'all, she did one, and y'all, did you, Vera called in to promote her own birthday. Y'all, it's just sad. It is just sad. But y'all, in the envelope, there was some commemorative luggage tags, and I'll be putting a lot of this in the mail to Miss Wes. I am going to keep the coupon book. Of course you are, Big Freddy. No one thinks for a second you're going to give up a coupon. But y'all, they talk about there's a new service where you can check in online up to 10 days prior to your arrival. And y'all, it says that there's the Magical Express. Oh! transfer coupon. I guess I need to send that to Miss West. And then we've got 5 nights at the Poop Century. We have a 5-day Magic Your Way Park Hopper Pass per person. We have 2 luggage tags. We have a 100 points arcade card at the Disney Resort. We have a bass fitching. Oh, poor Big Freddy, bass fitching. Oh, Big Freddy can't read. But there's a bass fishing offer voucher. There is a Minotaur golf voucher. There is a Walt Disney World Marina offer voucher. There is a Nikki Bryan Spa offer voucher. There is a Planet Hollywood souvenir voucher. There is a Planet Hollywood $15 meal voucher. There is a Sammy Duvall offer voucher. And y'all, then there's the gift card that we will be getting. And y'all, I had not signed Miss... I had told the Mouse people that Miss West would be flying in, but y'all, I did not have his details when I did that. And y'all, then all of this arrived, and I have already received his information, but I had not posted it. So I went online and I posted that today. Y'all, also in this book is the Disney Photo Pass, and then it is the voucher. Oh no! Wait a minute. That is the room. That is the room voucher there. That's the arcade, the bass fishing, miniature golf, marina, Nikki Bryan Spa, Planet Hollywood. Where's the other thing? Maybe that was in the other thing that came. Magical Express info. See reverse side. This is a reminder that you are flying in to Orlando International Airport. Okay, great. And then y'all, there were all these terms and conditions. And so that came. And then there was another letter that came from the Magical Express. And this is what I'm mainly going to be sending to Miss West. Because, y'all, it is the bright yellow luggage tags. And I will be sending those because, you know, there's 2 of them. There's one with my name on it, and there's one with Miss West's name on it. But Miss West can use both of them. Yes, Big Freddy, that will be lovely. And, y'all, then there is a transportation voucher. And it is used for your transportation to your resort and back to the airport. Yes, that's lovely. And some other lovely things in here. And important terms and conditions. And so I'm going to be sending all that out to Miss West because y'all, he ought to get something for all that money he's had to pay. Yes, Big Freddy. So I'll get Miss West. That'll be coming in the United States Postal Service to you. So whatever I'm sending you, you will not. No, Big Freddy, he will not. He will only get what you send to him. So anyway. So yeah. And let's see. What else is that? Y'all, there was a lovely little twitty from Nessa. Today, thanking everyone for their warm wishes and thoughts in the time of personal her in the time of I don't know what I'm trying to say. Oh Lord, perhaps I should retain an attorney. Oh Lord, let's see what else I've got over here, y'all, because I don't have a whole lot on my list. Oh, I didn't finish telling you about About the horror weekend, y'all, we were doing the games, y'all. They had the games, and they had the dance your balls off, and they had the polka, and they had the reach in the bag and pull out some plastic records with names and numbers on it, which were the top hits of the 80s. And then it was, what else? Oh, it was the beanbag toss. And y'all, I think I mentioned yesterday that I won the dance your balls off. And y'all, I came in third in the beanbag toss. And but y'all, I participated in all of them. And y'all, we had there was a tie for second place on the beanbag toss. Y'all, we had to have a toss off. We had to have a toss off on Sunday morning. And ended up coming in third on that. But y'all, the thing was, when it was all over, they had a drag show, and y'all, it was booger drag at its worst. And y'all, I have to tell you, I just slipped out. I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take it. And I went back to the hotel, and y'all, I took a 2.5 hour nap because y'all, I'd been up late. Yes, Big Freddy, and I needed that, y'all. And then we had the lovely banquet, and y'all, they ran out of the chicken, but that's okay, because they had the good roast beef and the solid and that rice and gravy and the steamed vegetables, and they had mashed potatoes too. But I took the rice and gravy instead of the mashed potatoes, and then after that, they went back out to the bar. That evening, y'all, I did not go to the bar. I stayed in, and I took another nap so I could be up late. Because, y'all, that's when all the friskiness gets going. The friskiness. And, y'all, I needed a little friskiness. And, y'all, during the friskiness, which starts at 2 a.m., that big belch you heard at the beginning of the show, y'all, that was that English John. That was that English John. Who is now on the QCast Connecticut. And he and Michael and the Super B, they will all be at the podcast dinner on Friday the 4th. Y'all, in fact, yesterday I said that the dinner was a month from yesterday. Y'all, it's a month from today, the 4th. And stayed up for the friskiness, and y'all, there were all kinds of new faces there. You could bring a guest if they paid $10, and y'all, evidently, some people wanted to pay $10, and y'all, one of them was a cute young, tall, thin Asian guy. And y'all, he was, I don't know where in Mexico he was from, but he was just cute as he could be. I didn't play with him, but I enjoyed touching myself inappropriately as I checked him out. And y'all, then on Sunday, they had the awards breakfast. And y'all, at the awards breakfast, they had a lovely breakfast, and y'all, the grits were just delicious. The grits were delicious, y'all. And dear Gussie. Y'all, by the way, y'all, Turniphead and Shope Bus are looking forward to coming to Orlando so they can have grits. Y'all, who knew you could not get grits in Mexico, up there in the Canadian Mexico? But y'all, on Sunday, they presented the awards, and y'all, Big Fatty was the top game winner. Evidently, because I had participated in everything and had placed in two of the four, I received a mirror ball trophy. It is not like the one from the Dancing with the Stars, but y'all, it was my own moment. And I won the dance your balls off, so I got a second mirror ball trophy for that. Y'all, it was just so wonderful. I just stood up and I said,
oh, Lord.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.